The Chromeria's secrecy and lies are what have brought us here. You need my fleet. You need Sears Island's army. The White King's armada will arrive tomorrow and attack then or the next day. You have no time.
You need us as much as we need you.
Andross Guile stood at the side entrance of the audience chamber. He walked in quickly, confidently, like a man 20 years younger.
We can win without you. On the other hand, you know that if the heathen destroys us, he'll come for you next. The King of Whites is not a man to be content with less than all the world. Joining us is your only hope of stopping him.
The crowd in the audience chamber was riveted. For some, this was confirmation of the rumors that the White King was coming. Others were hearing it for the first time. All of them knew Iron Fist by name, at least, and all of them knew he'd declared himself king. Hell, not a few of them probably liked him more than they liked Karis or Andross.
Has he arranged for a coup? What if he's packed this chamber with his own loyalists? But no, surely Commander Fisk guarded against such things, right?
But still, her throat was tight.
Who knows where else traitors lurk, if Iron Fist himself can be one.
King Iron Fist was looking at Andross Guile with open disdain on his face as the old man took his seat next to Karis.
Horseshit! You offer your help for hypothetical troubles while you yourself face extinction now. We're not equals here, so let's skip the oily preambles, Snake. You need my armies. I'm here to tell you the price for them.
No one talked to Andross Guile like that. No one. And then, anyone who remembered that Andross had stripped Iron Fist of his command of the Blackguard saw the depths of the antipathy between the men.
This is not going to be pretty.
This was why Karis hadn't wanted Andross here. Andross didn't say anything immediately, didn't bring his old commander to heel with a word. And if he didn't, everyone saw. It had to be because he couldn't. Thus Iron Fist was telling the truth when he announced their weakness. The Jaspers really were that vulnerable. And suddenly, the people were afraid. Perhaps, working with paints mixed up from vermilion rage and white-hot anger and black vexation, a painter as talented as Janus Borig might have been able to capture the spirit of Andross Guile, now being publicly humiliated by a slave. But he mastered himself and merely twitched a hand as one would to a servant.
Go on.
I should intervene. Soften the grind of stone on stone between these two men. Iron Fist, fed up with the years of injustices. And Andross, unable to believe a slave has stepped so high out of his proper place.
But Karis had no words. Her heart was in her throat. King Iron Fist tilted his head, thoughtful, almost taunting.
It's coming now. Iron Fist will propose the alliance, the kind that can only be sealed by my marriage. I will have to marry Iron Fist tonight. With this attitude, he isn't going to let his men off their ships until it is done. And done means signed, sealed, and consummated.
Though she was a grown woman, somehow she hadn't let herself think that last part through.
I will see it through. I will not faint this close to the finish line.
But how could she bear to take this angry stranger's weight upon her?
Once we are behind closed doors, will he become somehow my dear friend again?
But there would be no reprieve, no hoping he might delay the consummation, no blotting herself out with drink as she'd done with the real Gavin Guile. Iron Fist might know that story, and he could give her no excuse to annul the marriage.
I will take him to my bed, and I will do it sober, and I will meet his eyes while I do it.
Would she feign pleasure while she betrayed the only man she'd ever loved?
Oh, well, have mercy. What if I feel pleasure? Can I hold back some position, some act, hoping to hold on to some piece of my own soul?
For some reason, until now, Karis had thought of dishonoring her office and dishonoring Iron Fist and Gavin as somehow external. Those would be acts others would judge unfairly, not understanding why she did them or how much good she was accomplishing. When she'd thought of her betrayals, she'd imagined only before she did what had to be done, and after. Now she couldn't help but imagine the during.
But I will do it. To save my people, I am going to do it. Even if for every moment of it I imagine Gavin somehow walking in on me, I am going to do it.
Iron Fist looked at Andross.
I gave you the best years of my life. My brother Hanishu did too, and then he died for you. And in return, you threw me out like garbage, and then you ordered the murder of my sister.
Now the new king stared at them both, and Karis wasn't spared the heat of his gaze. She suddenly felt things sliding off kilter, like a wagon too heavily loaded, careening down a thin mountain road, suddenly jumping out of the safety of the ruts to where the cliffs waited.
This is not a negotiation. This is an ultimatum. You've taken my family from me. You want my help? I want a dead guy. You, old man, or you, Karis. Or Kip, you decide.
Or Zymon.
Ha! How much of a fool do you think I am? No, I'm not here to solve guile problems. I'm here to be one. You decide. I'll be back at midnight to see the deed done. If you don't, we join the White King.